Mark Melman is the CEO of the Melman Group, which is a polling and consulting firm. He joins us here in our studio. Mark Melman, your firm did some research for the Center for Responsive Politics, and I gather found that, well, people seem to believe that the political system needs to be fixed and that it's broken. Traditionally, they seem to have a great deal of confidence in their own member of Congress. Is that still true?
That's actually not true anymore. That has really changed. People used to have an iron wall of separation between the institution, between everyone else's congressman and their own congressman. That's broken down. Now most people believe that not only other people's congressmen, but their own member of Congress is influenced by special interest contributions. About 80% of the public, in fact, say that congressmen's voting decisions on issues are affected by the contributions they receive from special interests.
With just about every week, we have read some new disclosure of something about Democratic presidential fundraising in the past election that seems to reflect poorly or shabbily on the Democrats. And then once in a while, a piece about similarly shabby practices by the Republicans. And yet the president's approval ratings seem to remain high or get higher. What, as a pollster, do you think is going on here?
Well, I think most people evaluate the president on the basis of how well things are going in the country. The economy is moving along nicely. The country's at peace. Things are going well, and the president benefits from that. I think people look at these campaign finance issues. They think that the system needs to be reformed. They think that special interest influence is both pervasive and pernicious, but they don't think it's the province of any one party. They think the Democrats are influenced by these special interest contributions, but they know and understand that the Republicans are just as much influenced, if not more so, by those special interest contributions, because people tend to believe that, in fact, Republicans are more representative of special interests than are Democrats.
No, I should say you do consulting for Democratic candidates and causes, so we should get your allegiances down here as well.
Fair enough.
The question of full public financing of congressional or presidential elections, does it actually carry a great deal of support with the public?
Actually, we found that it does. Gallup has looked at this question over many years. We've looked at it recently a couple times. And what we found is that if you're talking about eliminating private contributions altogether and providing a limited amount of public money to candidates for office, the public thinks that's a good idea. They think it's a good idea for three basic reasons. First of all, it limits the amount of money that's in campaigns. People think there's too much spent on campaigns. They want to limit the amount of money that's spent. That kind of full public financing measure accomplishes that goal. Second, they want to limit special interest influence. And by eliminating private money, you help to limit special interest influence. And third, they want to level the playing field. They want to make sure that everybody has a fair shot at winning an election, not just someone who's very wealthy or very well connected.
Gallup's polling has shown that support for the idea of full public financing has it reached as high as it was at the time of Watergate?
It's actually now higher in the last measurement on this question, higher than it was during the Watergate period.
And it's been lower than that in the years.
It's been lower
between
than that in between.
So, and that is true even before these past several weeks, back in the summer when you did research on the question.
Back in the summer, it was at the same higher than it was in Watergate. The support for full public financing was higher than it was at the time of Watergate. Since then, the support has moved even higher.
Mark Melman, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Mark Melman heads the Melman Group, a Democratic polling and consulting firm in Washington, D.C.